So tonight we have to learn from this loss, and we have to make sure we have an absolute sense of urgency in going to their net. And when we arrive there, we have to arrive in a very bad mood, very bad disposition. And that's what we have to do. That's the way we have to play. With the size we have on this team, the big boys, we need them to play big and we need them to dominate in front of the net. We had too many chances and too many opportunities that we now have to start finding the net result. And the net result is mean we have to find ways now to push more pucks over the goal line. Even if we have to push them with our nose, we have to push pucks over goal lines. So I can sit here and be nice, but I was not hired to be nice. I was hired to be effective and to install a motivation for this team to play very difficult in front of the net. So this is the moment now where coaches start to coach. And we had a team meeting after the game, and we informed them that if we're going to be a top team, we need to stop the blah blah, and now we got to walk our talk. So tomorrow night couldn't happen in a better place for us to show up and walk our talk. So it's going to be a tough game. There'll be two very desperate teams on the ice, and for us it'll be a good challenge to step up and start now with the way we have to play.
You conceded the first two goals for photocopies, because it's every time a break, maybe a little bit lucky for them, but it can happen maybe one time in a game, not twice.
Well, there's only two types of luck, good and bad. And I was once told, if you wait long enough, it'll always change. So I think we've waited long enough. Now we have to start having a little luck on our side with pucks going in. And the best time to start with our change of luck will be tomorrow night. But you're right, we need to have a very motivated group of players that are going to play north, and they're going to play where they're going to funnel pucks to the net. And that's going to be our style of play that we set out on August 2nd. We were super clear as coaches that this is the way we're going to play. And now we cannot deviate. We cannot deviate from our plan. And we need to have everybody on board, which I'm convinced. They're good boys, good men. They care, they're intelligent, they're capable. And it's up to us as coaches now to prove our value.
Before you talked about the offense, was this the biggest issue tonight, not the defense?
Good question. I think we're now pushing so hard on offense, because when we get one chance or two chance or three chance and they don't go in, then our team starts to cheat a little bit to try to compensate. And sometimes that when you change your balance between offense and defense, then we gave up chances. And no, there's a reason why this team is undefeated, and they played like it tonight. The game was laying there for us. If we wanted it, we could have taken it, and we didn't take it. It's unfortunate with Riva falling down, but he's a great player and he gives his heart every shift. And that's hockey. That's hockey. And good teams will find a way to get that goal back. So there's no blame on Reeves or any other player on our team. Good teams will protect each other and find a way to get that game back. So to me, again, I really believe in this team and the direction we have to go. But now we're at the position in the road now with the fork where everybody either jumps on board and goes in the right direction or they don't. So if we're going to be a good team, a top team, then we have to start walking our talk.
Until now you always played Schlegel, who played great. This weekend is the first back-to-back. How do you plan to with the goalies?
Can I have till 12:01? It's still game day here tonight, so But that's a difficult call because certainly Faton can play, and certainly Nick is probably capable to play again. So we'll probably make that. I guess I was once told if you look at the business card of a coach and you read the very fine print, it says we reserve the right to change our mind at any given time. So I guess I'll go to bed. We'll wake up as coaches, and we'll talk to Mike, and we'll make that evaluation in the morning.
Okay. And is there a team that scares you more than the others?
If there's a team that scares me more than the others? No, I mean we're our own competition. We know if we play the way we have to play, we know we can win. So we are our own competition. So for us, we know if we're going to be a top team, we have to beat everybody. So I'm concerned about every team, but I don't fear any of them.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.